Waterland by Graham Swift. Read by Christian Rodsker. Chapter 1. About the stars and the sluice. "And don't forget," my father would say, as if he expected me at any moment to up and leave to seek my fortune in the wide world, "whatever you learn about people, however bad they turn out, each one of them has a heart, and each one of them was once a tiny baby sucking his mother's milk." Fairy tale words. Fairy tale advice. But we lived in a fairy tale place. In a lock keeper's cottage, by a river, in the middle of the fens. Far away from the wide world. And my father, who was a superstitious man, liked to do things in such a way as would make them seem magical and occult. So he would always set his eel traps at night. Not because eel traps cannot be set by day, but because the mystery of darkness appealed to him. And one night in midsummer in 1937, we went with him, Dick and I, to set traps near Stott's Bridge. It was hot and windless. When the traps had been set, we lay back on the river bank. Dick was 14, and I was 10. The pumps were tump-tumping, as they do incessantly, so that you scarcely noticed them all over the fens, and frogs were croaking in the ditches. Up above, the sky swarmed with stars, which seemed to multiply as we looked at them. And as we lay, Dad said, "Do you know what the stars are? They are the silver dust of God's blessing. They are little broken-off bits of heaven. God cast them down to fall on us, but when he saw how wicked we were, he changed his mind and ordered the stars to stop, which is why they..."